Today's Shiur Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Shin Sadi Vav, and we are beginning the halachos of Tchumin. We finished the halachos of Erev Chatzeros and Shitufei Mavos, and we're now beginning the halachos of Tchumin, which is a totally different area. Up until now, we've been talking about the Isser of carrying, the Daraises of carrying on Shabbos from one Rishus to another Rishus, as well as the Darabanans of carrying from one Rishus to another Rishus. And now we'll be talking about Tchumin, which is a totally different Isser, as it says in the Torah, and we will now give a little bit of an introduction to the upcoming Simonim, and that is the Pasuk says, Shvu ish tachtav al yetze ish minkomo biyom hashvi, where Bnei Yisrael is told, do not leave your place on Yom Hashvi, but it's first stated, Shvu ish tachtav, you have to stay in your place. What is your place? Comes the Chachamim, and it teaches us a couple of things. Number one is, you're not allowed to leave your tchum of Alpayim Amma, from where you established your Shvisa on Shabbos. Your Shvisa on Shabbos, the place where you began Shabbos, is the Dalet Amos, as we'll see, where you were at the beginning of Shabbos, and you can't leave that location more than 2,000 Amos from that location on Shabbos. How we measure that, we'll see in Siman Shin Sadi Tes, the 2,000 Amos. But not only can't the person go ahead and move and go and walk and travel 2,000 amos from his makom of shvisa, but also his property, his kelev ubehemto, his items, his animals, also can't be moved from his tchum, from the tchum of its owner, 2,000 amos from his makom shvisa, which again is his dalet amos, as we'll see at the beginning of Shabbos. And in a scenario, we're going to see where a person's shvisa began in a city or in a area that was surrounded by mechitzos for dwelling purposes, right? Known as a makom hamukaf mechitzos ladira, those areas of a city and a makom mukaf mechitzos ladira, they become defined as his dalet amos, and therefore his 2,000 amos begins from the edge of the city or the area of that is surrounded by the mechitzos for dwelling purposes. These halachos, we will see some of them here in this siman, and some of them more later on in siman shin sadi ches, right? With respect to the person's dalet amos being defined as his makom mukaf mechitzos, we will see in this siman, in terms of the ear being defined as his dalet amos, we'll see in siman shin sadi ches. But the chachamim also, from this pasuk, also a mesaken, that a person who leaves his tchum, he's not supposed to on Shabbos, even if it goes out of the 2,000 amos, even if it's ba'ones, he loses his tchum and he can't even go back to his tchum. He can't leave the place that he's now in. So you go, let's say a person leaves and he goes out 2,000 amos, the iser on Shabbos, he has to stay then in that place on Shabbos, and all he has is the dalet amos that he finds himself in after having left the tchum. And that also was learned out, the Dalet Amos, from the Pasuk, Shvu Ish Tachtav. You went out, they went out, 2,000 Amos, and now they have to stay. Tachtav, Shvu Ish Tachtav. They have to stay in that spot. From Tachtav, we learn out once again, Tachtav is his Dalet Amos. We'll see that as well in this Siman Shin Sadi Vav today. There's a big machlokes Tanoim in the Mishnah in Erevin Daf Memhei, also according to the Gemara there, on Daf Mem Ches in Erevin, according to the Perush of Rashi, Ayin Sham, how to go ahead and measure the shear of Dalet Amos that a person has. And the Nafkamina is for a person who goes out, Chutz L'Tchum, on Shabbos, who doesn't have Dalet Amos, and the Nafkamina also is relevant for a person who finds himself in the beginning of Shabbos in a Bika, who's not in a city, where he's not in a Mako Mukaf Bechitza, where all he has is his Dalet Amos, and his 2,000 Amos start from, right, his tchum starts from outside his dalet amos. So this machlokes tanoim is as follows. There's the opinion of the Tanakama that says the person has dalet amos from all sides, which in the end becomes, if he has dalet amos from all sides, in the end it becomes eight amos, al eight amos. And this is how the Balamor and the Rajba paskin, and the Ramah is going to bring this sheet of the Tanakama down. Then there's the opinion of Reb Eliezer, who says that a person has two amos, l'chol tzad, two amos on all sides, which gives him a full four amos around him, if he has two amos on both sides. And then there's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who says a person has, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he does have dalet amos in total, but he can, unlike Rabbi Eliezer, he can decide which side he wants his Dalet Amos to be. So, for example, according to Rabbi Eliezer, he only has two Amos on each side, that he right to his right, to his left, to the north, to the south, while according to Rabbi Yehuda, although he doesn't have a full eight Amos surrounding him, when he decides to go one way, he has a full Dalet Amos. And like him, Paskin, the Rif, and the Rambam, as well as we'll see the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch here, and the Gemara there also spells out that these Dalet Amos are important for another halacha, and that is the halachas of carrying on Shabbos. As we know, for the first two-thirds of Chelek Dalet, we've been talking about carrying and carrying Dalet Amos in Rishus HaRabim. A person, even though he's over for carrying Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim, he can walk with his items. He can carry his items up to Dalet Amos in Rishus HaRabim. And those Dalet Amos are the equivalent of the Dalet Amos of a person with respect to Tchumen, except as we'll see, according to the Das of the Tanakhama, which will be spelled out, as we'll see coming up in Sif Katan Yud, and more of this was actually spelled out in Siman Shin Mem Tes and the Mishnah Berurah there. We will also get into something else that was spelled out in the Gemara, that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, they're actually cholek what the basis for the Dalet Amos is, and there's a nafkamina between them how to go ahead and measure the Dalet Amos. Do you measure the Dalet Amos with a more compact Dalet Amos, or a more expansive, what's known as Dalet Amos Meruvachos, or Dalet Amos Mitzumtzamos? And the Rishonim actually are cholek lalacha, who we hold like, according to Rashi, we define the Dalet Amos with Mitzumtzamos, that's the Rashi of the Rambam, and according to the Rif and the Rush, with the Meruvachos. And before we begin, just two or three other important introductory remarks. We know that Chazal asserted going ahead and leaving one's tchum and going 2,000 amos. Now that is an issa derabbanan, and the pasuk is an asmachta. Now that's how we hold. But the truth is, in the Gemara, that's just the opinion of the Chachamim. But Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Akiva, they hold that the issa of tchumen is doraisa. We do not hold like them. But lahalacha, even though we hold that tchumen of 2,000 amos is midrabbanan, there's another machlokes with respect to the Yud Beis Mil, which is the shear of the Machane Yisrael in the Midbar, the area of the encampment of Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar, which is 12 mil. The Rambam paskins like Yushalmi that if one goes ahead, even though 2,000 amos and more is midrabbanan, once you move out of the Yud Beis Mil, that's already Isur Tchumen Midoraisa, even Halacha. The Balamor and the Rif hold this way as well. However, the Ramban at the end of Erevin, their Choylek on the Balamor, he paskins as well as the Rajba in Avodas HaKodesh, paskins that we do not hold like the Yushalmi, and they hold that the whole Isur Tchumen, whether it's more than 2,000 amos or 12 mil, is Midrabbanan. Now, in terms of the actual feel, if you want to know how far Alpayim Amah is, so there is the opinion of Rav Chaim Noah and the opinion of the Chazon Ish. Rav Chaim Noah holds that it is 960 meter, and according to the Chazon Ish, it is 1.152 meter. So it's a little over a kilometer, or a little less than a kilometer, the Alpayim Amah. The Dalet Amos, with respect to Tchumen, which, as we will see here in Siman Shin Sadi Vav, is measured by Amos Miruvachos, not Mitzumtzamos. So according to that, if you're going to use the Dalet Amos Miruvachos, then the shear of Rav Chaim Noah there is about 1.96 meter, and the Chazon Ish, it's about 2.35 meters. Now, we begin Siman Shin Sadi Vav Aleph. Shvu Ish Tachtav. The Pasuk, Shvu Ish Tachtav, Mikan Shekol Adam Yeshlo Arba Amos Bechol Makom. This Pasuk of Shvu Ish Tachtav teaches that each person is assigned 4 Amos. Apfilu Yatza Chutz Letchum. Even if he traveled beyond the Tchum, he gets 4 Amos. How is this measured? Umodadim Lechol Adam Ba'amba Shalom. It is measured according to each person's height, each person's particular Amma, the Amma being the arm, the exact measurement of how and from where exactly on the arm, is it from the elbow down all the way to the fingers, or more, is a little bit of a machlokes, achron and rishonim, possibly. But again, it is measured out by each person's height. It's a subjective amma for each person. However, what happens if you have someone im haya nanas be'evarav, if you have someone with dwarfed limbs, his limbs are like, you know, dwarf-like, they're meaning he has a big body or a regular-sized body, an average body, but his limbs are smaller than the average person. So then how do you go ahead and measure, and how does that person measure his amma? Because his amma is not proportionate with his body. And so therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says, Nosnin lo arba amos beinoni shel kol adam. So what we do is, we then use the average amma for such people, which is shekol achad me'en shisha tfachim. The average amma is 6 tfachim. That is the size of the amma of the average person. So let's see. Sif katan aleph. Shavu ish tachtav mikan v'chulei peirush. This basically means dechsiv. It says tachtav. Kit tachtav. Like his tachtav. Like the size of him. Like as if he was lying down. So therefore, gufo shalosh amos. His guf is 3 amos. The amma kedei lifshot yadav v'raglav. And then you add another amma in terms of spreading out the arms and legs. So basically, 3 plus 1 equals 4. Kamuvar b'siman shin mem tes, like we saw in shin mem tes. Ayein sham in the Mishnah Brura. Check out there in the Mishnah Brura. Ach, the sham mayri there, we were talking about what in shin mem tes. Linyan tiltul ezachepet, which is around there. We were discussing the issue of carrying dalet amos in reshus harabim. V'hacha mayri, and here, it's being brought up again. Linyan yatsa chutz l'tchum. The issue of when a person leaves the tchum, the yeshlo rishus, we said a person goes out of his tchum, even if it's done by ones, he has rishus lahalech arba amos to walk dalid amos from where he finds himself. Sif katan beis, afilu yatsa chut l'tchum, even if he left the tchum, sharei Moshe, because what was this pasuk talking? Where Moshe Amar Zeh, he said this, la'osan sheyatsu to those who left chutz l'tchum, he said, shvu ish tachtav. Right? After they left the tchum, they have to stay in their place after they left the tchum. And therefore, how is the, you know, they left the tchum in order to, if you know what the pasuk there is talking about, they left the tchum to go and gather the mun, which they weren't supposed to do on Shabbos. And the pasuk reads like now as follows. Al yetze ish mimkomo, don't go ahead and leave your place to go and locate the mun. And someone who does, and is yotze be'iser, shavu ish tachtav, in his Dalet Amos, which is the shear of Tachtav Ayin, the Shar Atzion, who goes ahead and spells this out. We now move right there. Sif Katan Gimel, Be'ama Shelo. So it is a subjective Amma. Each person has his own size Amma. Ayin La'el, Simon Shimem Tes, Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Gimel. He says, check out back there. We're there back in Sif Katan Gimel and Shimem Tes. The Mishnah Brura spells out that when you have a person who is very tall and he has long arms, more than the shear of the average person, we go according to his arms and his, and we, that's how we gauge the Dalet Amos. We continue on. Sif Katan Dalet, Nanas Be'evarav. If you have someone who is he has dwarf limbs, Utona Lomar Shegufo Beinoni, he has an average sized body, Uzro Katsar, and his limbs, his arms are short, so therefore his amma is going to be shorter than proportionate to his body. Ukemoshe be'arti le'el, simon shin mem tes, sif katan dalet, uvisharat si'en sham, ayein sham. We now continue on in the Ramah, and the Ramah says, Hago, ve'elu arba amos modidin lo miruvachos, ve'hu be'em tzon. And he now goes on and he says, when we measure these amos, we use the wide amos, the more expansive amma, for this measurement, and we use Behu Be'em Tsa'an, and the person is in the middle of the Dalet Amos. Let's see the Mishnah Brura. Sif Katan Hei Be'elu Arba Amos. Ritzon Lomar Bein Kishemodin L'chol Adam Ba'am Shalo U'Bein Kishemodin Arba Amos Beinonis. Whether we use the person's own Amma or whether we use the average Amma for the Arba Amos, we go ahead and we measure it miruvachos, as wide Amos, expansive Amos. Ritzono lomar, sheyumodedin oso berevach v'lo b'tzimtzum. It means that we go ahead and we measure these Amos wide as opposed to compact. V'da, and you should know, the Arba Amos nosnin lo miruvos le'ever panav shehu rotze lelech. Tahainu sheyochol lelech behen af biachsanon sheola od ama ushlosha chamashim. What he says, and you should know that when we talk about Dalet Amos, we talk about the Dalet Amos in of a square, which means that if you give the person a square around him, and we then go ahead and decide which way we're going to walk. So remember, we said that according to the Shulchan Aruch, and this is how the Ramah is still going, we give a person four Amos, whichever direction he wants. And now he's pointing out that four Amos to whatever direction he wants is not really just four Amos, because it depends. If he's going in a diagonal from where he establishes himself, so then he can take an extra Amma and 3/5, because if you view the Dalet Amos as a square, so then he can then go ahead and choose that he is in this, facing this direction, and then basically can take an extra Amma and 3/5, because he's walking to the diagonal of his square. And that's what he means. The Dalet Arba Amos goes along Ruvos. He gets square Dalet Amos to decide that he wants, and therefore, he can use and walk the diagonal of Dalet al Dalet to Ola Od, which ends up being another Amma Ushosha Chamashin, which comes out to 5 3/5 Amos. Then he points out Zayin Vuhuba and Son, and he is in the middle. He says, Toh Sofer. This is really misplaced because it should come after, he says, in the next line of the Ramah, this comes later in the Ramah, in the Yesh Omim, after the words L'chol Tzad, who can motion of our L'kame L'chol Splen, coming up momentarily. So let's look at the Yesh Omim. The Yesh Omim, we pointed this out in our introduction, that the Ramah is going to now go and bring the other opinion, namely, that it is mutter to go ahead and lahalach arba amos L'chol Tzad. This, if you remember, was the opinion of the Tanakama. There is the opinion of Rav Yehuda, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch went. And this is the opinion of the Tanakama, that you can go ahead and you have Dalet Amos in both directions, which comes out to a total of 8 square Amos. But he says that's only with respect to the Dalet Amos of that we're talking about here in terms of the Tchumen, in terms of walking. Aval L'taltel, however, when it comes to carrying, this opinion holds ain't no rock arba amos in Malchanon. You only have 4 amos with the Alsanon, meaning the equivalent of 4 amos, square amos, which would give you 5 3/5 to carry, like it was explained, Kemoshin is Bayer, Leel earlier in Simon Shin Memtes. So the Mishabru is going to spell this out. The Eshomer, the Mutta Lahelel, you can walk, okay, you have Dalet Amos in each direction. The Ledei Arishon, according to the first opinion, which is the Shulchan Aruch, Ein lo rak arba amos. All you have is 4 amos. La oso ruach shaber to the side that you decide to walk. Vimber la makom echad. Ein lo yachal lachzor v'libro b'makom acher. Once you go ahead and choose that you're walking in one direction, you can't go ahead and then choose the other direction. L'day azu, according to this opinion, yesh lo arba amos l'chol tzad tzivimosav. You have 4 amos each side of where you are. Dahainu shmona al shmona, which makes it 8 amos al 8 amos. The Shavit Zion points out that even according to this opinion, you also have Meruvos, which means that you're going to have 5 3/5 Amos times 2, which is going to come out to 11 Amos, 11 1/5 Amos. But what also needs to be pointed out is you can't go ahead and choose a full 11 1/5 Amos according to this opinion. You are in the middle, and therefore you have in either direction, okay, 5 3/5, which means a total of, let's say, 11 Amos plus a chomesh, but you're in the middle, so you can't take a full, from where you are, a full 11 Amos and a fifth. Okay, that's important to recognize. Ayin, the Shavit Zion as well. We then continue on. Mr. Brewer continues on. Mr. Brewer says that Eliyahu Rabbah says you can rely on this opinion, Lamaisa, giving you a total of, as we said, 11 1/5 Amos, but again, measured by you in the middle. Sif katan yud avalatata rotan lomar the yesh omer hazeh pligi raka hilo. This yesh omer is only talking about walking with respect to tchumen avalinian tiltul, but with respect to carrying dalet amos, that ein mutter kuli amamod. Everyone says ein mutter raka arba amos imachal. So you only have the arba amos with the alchason in the direction that you're going. And zeu ein lekam v'ein lael simin shin memtes the osan arba amos shebirlo. And those dalet amos that you decide on the kuli amamutter l'taltel ba'achsanon afshaoli yoser mechamesh amos. You in the valid amos that you choose, everyone holds you can go with the achsanon even if it comes out more than five amos. You include the diagonal. We continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. The Sharetzion points out in Katan Gimel that when we talk about meruvachos, wide amos, you add another two etzbos to the amma, to the dalad amos, not to each amma, to the dalad amos, you add another two etzbos. Also in Sif Katan Dalad, the Sharetzion brings up exactly how you add the amma and 3/5 to the dalad amos to come out to 5 3/5 amos. How you go ahead and do that? Do you have to position yourself in a certain way, or can you just go ahead and stam walk, and then you have that 5 3/5 amos, and he discusses the distinctions between carrying as well as walking in lehilchos ayin sham, brings down the shita of Rambam. We now continue on with Sif Beis, and we talked in the introduction about how certain areas, enclosures or cities and things like that, the dalad amos is not defined by your actual dalad amos, but by your enclosure, possibly, and let's see. So it goes like this. Sif Beis. B'chol makom shekidesh alav hayom. Imhu mukaf ladira. If the place where one is when Shabbos begins was an enclosure for residential purposes, this is what we know to be hukaf ladira, then the halacha is, afil einbo atzad diorin, even if right now there are no residents there, chashuv kulo ke'arba amos. That whole area that is mukaf ladira, no matter how large it is considered dalad amos. The im eino mukaf ladira, but if it wasn't enclosed for residential purposes, but it's an enclosure, then the enclosure is only going to give you up until ad sasayim. It's only if the enclosure is two sa or less. Then chashuv kulo ka'arba amos. Then that whole enclosure is considered his dalad amos. Mishnah Berurah sif katan yud aleph mukaf ladira kegom sheshavas bi'ir o shar makom shehukaf ladira. It means we're talking where Shabbos began. Shavuos began, and he was in a city or other area that is enclosed for residential purposes. Sif katan yud beis afilu bo ata dayorin. Even though night now there are no residents, kegom shenechrova midraseh, it became desolate from its residence. Aval chomasa kayamas, but the walls are still up. Sif katan yud gimel chashuv kulo ka'arba amos. The whole area is considered dalad amos. Afilu also makom gadol kantochia. Even if it's so big like Antochia. Umone alpayim ama, and therefore you can then go ahead and take the 2,000 amos michutz oso makom, from going out of anywhere from the edge of that city, from the enclosure, and outward you have another 2,000 amos. Tifka de yudal, if it's not mukaf ladira, then you only have up until tusa. V'mahaya hekef yoter misasayim, if the enclosure was greater than tusa, then ein lo ela alpayim ama, then all you have is the regular 2,000 amos lechol ruach. To every side, mimkom arba amos, from the arba amos, shehu omeh, from the, you have 2,000 amos, after your dalad amos, and where you're standing, ba, bei shekidish hayom, when Shabbos arrives. Back to the Shulchan Aruch, finishing it up, afilu shabbos betel gavoa, even if you began Shabbos on a very wide mound, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, betel gavoa asara tzvachim, meaning it's 10 tzvachim high, v'hu adid b'shibolim, the same thing will be in the shibolim, which we're going to discuss right now, and he says, continuing back in the Shulchan Aruch, uvekama ktsura v'shibolim me'akifis oso, or if he took up residence at the beginning of Shabbos in a field of harvested stalks of grain surrounded by standing stalks, you still have up until, okay, v'chashivi ka'arba amos ad sasayim, you still have up until two beisa to be considered your four amos, sif katan tazayin v'shibolim me'akifis oso shehiniach v'leh saviv me'laktsor. Basically, he has the standing grain that he did not yet harvest surrounding him where he's standing, and these shibolim, these stalks are 10 tefachim high. V'hu shekashar shibolim yachad. It has to be that these stalks, the standing grain, is tied up. Shehin ruach mitzuya menidinosa, that the wind will not, a normal wind will not blow it. Shekol mechitza sheruach meninosa, any mechitza that the wind blows, as we know from Sukkah and from earlier in Eruvin, eina mechitza, it's not considered a mechitza, the Gemara in Sukkah, chapei. Sifkan yedzayin, it's all cheshivi ka'arba amos. The two beisa of this enclosure that's not for residential purposes, even though these mounds or these
walls of the standing grain. Come by itself, Shmei Mechitza, it's considered a Mechitza. Vitel, and the tail, this mound, Afa Gav De'en L'mala Hekev Siva, even though it doesn't have something surrounding it, Mikomakom Nechsha V'chal Mechitza, it's considered a Mechitza, Kevan Shigavo Asar Tzvachim, since the mound is considered 10 Tzvachim high, Ukidel El, B'Simen Shim Mem Hei, Sif Beis Atkan.